Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Lamed Hey. We left off in daf Lamed Dalet and Beis. We just began a discussion yesterday about Kones Beno Acharov. We know that you're not allowed to be Matil Mum in a Bechor on purpose. The question is, if you are Matil Mum in a Bechor, so we know that the Mishnah had said on the bottom of Lamed Dalet and Aleph that Tareze Lo Yishchot Olamitz, according to Blazer, you're never allowed to shecht it. And the Chum say, as long as it develops another Mum, then you are allowed to shecht it. So the Gemara said, okay, good. So that's in terms of the guy himself who is Matil the Mumin the Bukhar. What about his son? What if the guy is Matil Mumin the Bukhar and then he dies and his son Yarshins the Bukhar? Does he also Yarshin the problem, the Knas, of that he's never allowed to use it according to Rav Lazar, that he has to wait for another Mum according to the Rabbanan? So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. So here we are, Lam Dalam Beis. Right after the word teku, we'll pick it up again from there, even though we started already a little bit yesterday. So says Gemara, a guy goes in his matil mum, he's tsorim the ozen, the ear of a bechor, and then the fellow who did it dies, the owner dies, do we make a knas on his son after him? So the Gemara is going to try to look for precedents in other areas of halacha. Do we find that we are kones b'no achrav when the knas is supposed to be made on the person who did the avera? So maybe we're going to look at this situation of a person who sells an eved to a guy where the halacha is that we make a knas on him, that he has to buy back the eved, afilu asara sarabidama, he has to spend even up until 10 times the value of the eved to buy him back. So over there we say, we have the same suffix, so even if you're going to say over there that the maskan is going to be that kansubano achrav, that we make even his son pay up to 10 times the value of the eved to buy him back, so maybe over there, the kol yom of yom mafkle mitzvos, maybe over there it's more severe, because each and every day that this eved remains in the possession of the eved kochavim, he is being removed from the ability to do mitzvos. Imtim tzulomar, so the Gemara says, okay, let's come up with another precedent. Let's look for another example in halacha where we find the concept of kansu b'no achrav. Imtim tzulomar kivin melachta b'moed umeis, lo kansu b'no achrav, whatever person, dafka, doesn't do melacha before yantif, because he figures out, plenty of time on chalom moed. So that's also, you're not allowed to, even a melacha that technically is permitted to do on chalom moed, there's no permission to do such a melacha when you're mechavin melachta lemoed, and when you dafka have in mind that you're going to have plenty of time to do on chalom moed. So if you're going to say that in that situation, we're not kones the son after him, the son wasn't the one that was mechavin melachta lemoed, the father was the one that was mechavin melachta lemoed. He said, I'll wait till chalom moed. So we made a knas on him that he's not allowed to do that melacha on chalom moed. What if he dies? So now the son, do we make a knas on the son? So if you can say that in that case, no. So maybe mishum delov deli surah. Maybe that's because no isser was ever actually done by the father. Meaning being mechavin, having in mind I'll do this melacha on chalom moed isn't the isser. It's then doing the melacha on chalom moed when you could have done it before chalom moed. But the father didn't survive long enough to be able to do it on chalom moed. So he never actually did an isser. Whereas in our case, he was matil mum. He took a Bukhar, and he was Matil Mumin of Bukhar, so the father did the Yisr. So maybe you could say in our case that we would be Kones B'no Acharav. So Hachamai, what would be the din in our case? L'didei Kansu Rabbanav Alesei Odom L'mamoni Kansu Rabbanav Eisei. Do we say that the Knas is on the Gavra, it's on the person himself, and the person is no longer here, the person is dead? Or do we say, no, L'mamoni Kansu Rabbanav, the Knas is on the Mamon, the Knas is on the animal itself, and the animal is still here. So we say this Bukhar does not become hutar according to the Chum until it develops another mum according to the blesser forever. So that's when that's it doesn't matter who the owner of the Bukhar now is, that it's no longer the original owner, that it's now his child. So that's the Shaila. So we're unable to be poshit the Shaila from the halacha of mechavim lachta chalom moed. So we're stuck with the Shaila. Now if you look at Rashi Vimtim Tzolomar about mechavim lachta chalom moed, says Rashi hadamrin a guy decides, I'm not going to be botzer my kerem, I'm not going to take the grapes from my kerem, I'll have plenty of time in chalom moed. And part of his cheshbon is that this is the kind of malacha that you're allowed to do on chalom moed, because it's davar avod. Anything that's going to be destroyed, it's going to be ruined. If you don't do it on chalom moed, you're allowed to do it on chalom moed. So that's all part of his cheshbon. Since I'm going to be allowed to do it on chalom moed, I'll just wait till then. So te'avid v'loyev tzirena. So the halacha is, he's not allowed to be botzer on chalom moed. Hol kach neskaven, because he dafka was mechaven that he's going to do it on Chol HaMoed. So that's the shailum. Yibaylan hasam im meis kodem HaMoed ma'u liknos b'na achrav. What if that fellow dies before Chol HaMoed? Do we make that same knas for his son, v'leiv tzrana b'moed? And the knas being that the son is not allowed to be botzer on Moed either. So that's the way Rashi understands the shailum. Now in Moed Katan, Rashi understands it a little bit differently. In Moed Katan, daf yibayz on bayz, Rashi says that it's asal alihanos mehem, meaning that the knas of mechavim lachtel moed is not only that we're going to tell him you no longer have the heter of davar aved, excuse me, and you're no longer allowed to be botzer your kerem, but that if he was botzer his kerem, we make a knas that you're not allowed to be nen from it, that you're not allowed to enjoy any of the fruits from the kerem. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, and the Rambam writes this way in the Perushim Mishnayos and Moed Katan as well, writes that kol mechavin melachto v'inicha lemoed v'asa b'moed beizdin ma'avdin osa umafkirin osa lakol. That Rambam seems to emphasize much more than the prohibition to actually be botzer in Chol HaMoed when you're mechavim melachto, is that if you are botzer, beizdin will actively take a step to be mafkir, and hefker based on hefker, you're not allowed to get any hana from that which you did. Now the Tosyantif in Moed Katan thinks that Rashi in Moed Katan is more machmir than the Rambam, because Rashi holds that it's holich li'ibud. Rashi says that whatever malacha you did on Chol HaMoed, the betziri you did on Chol HaMoed, whatever benefit would come out of it is all gone. It's holich li'ibud. No one gets hana from it. The Rambam says no, you don't get hana from it. Bezin is going to be mafkir, but other people are allowed to get hana from it. So really, it's a double knas, it turns out. Number one, if you are mechavim melachta l'moed, we don't allow you to do this melach on Chol HaMoed. And number two, meaning Rashi, it's not a steer in Rashi, Rashi here to Rashi Markan, Rashi is just pointing out two elements of knas. One element of the knas is that if you're mechavim melachta l'moed, we won't allow you to do the melach on Chol HaMoed. And number two is if you violate that as well, and you go and you do the melach on Chol HaMoed, there's a second knas added in that you're not allowed to benefit from the melacha done on Chol HaMoed. But either way, we're still looking for a source to be poshet the shailo. What about by Bechor? Are we going to be kones b'no achrav or not? So amar lei to nisua. Sada sheneskav to b'shviyas, tizra l'mosai shviyas. If you have a field that you took the thorns out of the field during the Shemitah year, you're allowed to plant such a field during the eighth year, the year after Shemitah. There's no such knas because you didn't do an avodah chashuva during Shemitah. Removing thorns doesn't count as an avodah chashuva. But ni taiva, ni dairei, lo tizra l'masai shvis. But if you did something a little more meaningful to the field, that you fertilize the field in one of two ways, either ni taiva by pulling wagons and dropping the fertilizer, or just setting up a pen for animals to live, and animals live there long enough, and they'll drop their own fertilizer, so you fertilize the field during Shemitah, then the halacha is, then we made a knas, that since you did an avodah chashuva during Shemitah on that field, that even a motzoi Shemitah, you're not allowed to be zoreya the field. So Rabbi Yossi, naktina netiva umeis b'no zora, that we paskin, yeah, but if you fertilize the field and then died, then the guy's son is allowed to be zorei of the field, meaning lo kones b'no achrov. We do not make a knas on the son after the father passes away. So alma l'didei kantz rabbanon lebrei lo kantz rabbanon. Ah, so very good. So we can be poshir ashayla. It seems that we make a knas for the fellow himself, but not for his son. So says Rabbi Naktinan Timetaros Umeis Lo Kansu Bnei Achrav. In another case, meaning he doesn't seem to be rejecting that yet. He just says we find that if a person is metame someone else's taros, the halacha, and then he dies, we do not make a knas on the son. Meaning normally the halacha is that if I'm metame someone else's taros, so I did. The guy's going to say, you ruined my stuff. I'm going to say, what do you mean ruined? It looks physically perfectly in shape. Nothing happened to it. What, because I touched the sheretz to it? It's clean, it's fine, everything's perfectly in shape. What did I do wrong? So that's called hezek she'eino nikur. So meikra, I didn't really hezek she'eino nikur. It's not really hezek. I halachically ruined it. I didn't physically ruin it. But the Rabbanu made a knas that I'm going to have to pay even for hezek she'eino nikur. So what if I did a hezek she'eino nikur on someone else's stuff? I was metame his stuff. And then, or let's say Reuven was metame Shimon's stuff, and then Reuven dies. So is Reuven's son going to have to pay for the damages? So says Abaye, no, we don't make such a knas. My time, Hezek Shein Nikr, Lo Shmei Hezek, Knasa D'Rabbanan Hu. Really, Hezek Shein Nikr is not called Hezek. The whole thing is only a knas mi D'Rabbanan in the first place. L'didei Kons D'Rabbanan, L'brei Lo Kons D'Rabbanan. So there you have another example where we only made the knas on the fellow. We don't make the knas on the person, who yarshins, the guy who did the Avera. You don't yarshin the problems along with it. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara's first raya that it accepted was from the case of Shemitah, of Hetiva, that if you fertilize a year during Shemitah, so we see we're not Kones Beno Achrav. So Tosus on the bottom of Lamedal and Bez, the last Tosus says, Im Hai Tiyuv Midrabanan, if this Tiyuv, this fertilizing of the field, is only Nisid Derabanan during Shemitah year, so Kasha, Hechi Pasha, Tzorim Rosem Bechar Dal Raisa, so then it's very difficult. We're trying to bring a Raya, whether we're Kones Beno Achrav, if a person does an Isid Dal Raisa being Matil Mum in a Bechar. How do we bring a raya from a guy who does an issur d'rabbanan of fertilizing a year during Shemitah? The issur of Shemitah d'araisa, to plow a field, to plant, the guy did an issur d'rabbanan. V'imu nami d'araisa, and if you're going to say that maybe hetiva is d'araisa, that the fertilizing the field is the d'araisa, kasha begitin, the pasha b'nei gabe eved, le m'shayni hachu d'chamr mishum d'mafka le m'mitzvahs. So he says, then it's difficult because the Gemara tries to be poshet the shayla about hetiva from a case of an eved, but what do you mean? Maybe the eved is more chamur than the case of hetiva because you're mafkia him from mitzvahs. So says, tells us, yeshlomer d'kasavar, sharoi l'hachmir b'shviyis yosar mikulam. Now, even if it's only midrabanan, any issur that involves Shemitah, an unbelievable Chiddush of Tosos, any issur that involves Shemitah, we always assume we should be as machmir as possible. Kedarim b'kedushin kama kosha avaka shel shviyas. That the avak shviyas, even a shmek of a violation of shviyas, is considered very, very serious. Therefore, we always assume, even if we're only drabanan, we're going to be very machmir, and certainly if it's daraisa, and even going up against the situation of an eved, where every single day you're being mafkiyim from mitzvahs, we'll always assume Shemitah has to be at least as chamur as the other areas of halacha. Okay, new mission now on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Maisa b'zachar shel rochel mazake in v'sa'ar meduldol. There was once a male bechor animal. It was a goat that had a very long hair. So or a sheep that had very long hair. V'ra'o kastor got old because they were never able to do anything with it. It was a bechor and it didn't have a mum. So if it doesn't have a mum, there's nothing you can do with it. You can't. It's also begiza. So it grows and grows and grows and it just gets very old and it gets very unkempt. So a certain Roman official came and he said, what's the deal with this animal? All your other animals you take such good care of, and it looks like this animal has just been completely neglected. What's going on over here? So they said, it's a long story. We have a din called Bechor, and we're not allowed to shecht it unless it has a mum, and this animal, as luck would have it, never developed a mum, so we couldn't do anything with it. So Natal Pigum Bitsara Mazno. So he took a knife and he spear, and he chipped off the edge of the animal's ear. So he gave it a mum. Say, okay, so good, so it's a bal mum. So we matir, and now you could shecht it. Finally, now it becomes mutter. Once he saw that now they were taking care of that animal, they were shechting it, they were using it, and that he solved the problem, so every time there was a bechor, he found it, and he was going around chopping off ears of animals. So va'asu. Then the Chum said, no, that's no good anymore. We can't be mattering anymore. So what's the difference between the first animal that he did it to and the other animals? So Rashi writes that in the first animal they were matir, sharei ein lomar sho ovid chav mazel lahatiro niskaving. We don't assume that when he did this to the animal's ear, that he was dafka having kavana to be matir the animal. Sharei ein yodeh shalidei mum shiyasabo yishchat. He doesn't know that by him making a mum, it's going to be okay. Elmkei nafa me'elav. Meaning, his cheshbon probably was, what Rashi seems to be saying is, his cheshbon probably was that it must not be okay to just make a mum yourself. And that must not be matir, because if making a mum yourself would be matir the bechor, then they would have done it. The fact that they never made a mum themselves showed him that being matir l'mum on purpose is not going to be matir the animal, only if it happens on its own. So he didn't think by being matir l'mum on the animal that it was actually going to be matir it. He was just doing that for fun. He was just doing that to mock or whatever. He was just doing that for fun. But he wasn't doing it having kavana to be matir the animal, that if he does have kavana to be matir the animal, then it's going to be usur. And that's what happens with all the other animals. Once he saw that they were matir the first animal, so he goes and he's matir l'mum and all the other animals, and we say that it's taka usur because he was clearly having kavana to be matir at that point in time. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting the way this plays out in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Yud Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdeh, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you say to an Ovedes Kochavim HaMeshareses Bebeis Yehudi, you say to the non-Jewish housekeeper who works in your house, and you say, look, I have a bechor, I can't eat it without a mum, and she goes and she cuts off the ear of the bechor, so that's considered purposeful, and you're not allowed to be shochet based on that mum, because Ovedes Kochavim, clearly she was having the kavanah to be matirit, and anyone who told her that it has a mum, and that they can, anyone who told her that they can't eat it without a mum, was clearly having kavanah that she should be matir l'mum on it. So the Shach explains in the name of the Bach that since the Ovedes Kochavim works in the house, her job is to make your life better, to do whatever she can to make your life easier. So Mestama, her kavanah was to be matir the bechor by putting a mum in it, and even if you say and also, when you told her about the predicament, Mistama, she was that you were having kavana that she should pick up on that. That was one of those hints that you give to a housekeeper that she should realize that that's what she's supposed to do. Because otherwise, why would you sit here giving her a lesson in halacha about mumim in becharos? So we know vaday that she's going to be matil muminit, and you should have been much more careful about the way you spoke and what you told her. The fact that they weren't careful about this showed that their kavana was that she should dafka do it, and therefore it's going to be usher. Frek the Taz, l'chora, this din doesn't make any sense. Why is this any different than the din in our Mishnah, which is also Paskin Shulchan Aruch, that if an Ovid Kochavim or a Tinok is Matir L'mum on their own, and they don't have Kavanah to be Matirit, so it's Mutter. And even if they ask, why haven't you shechted this animal? And you say, Masiach Lefitumo, you answer, well, it's because it doesn't have a mum, so we're not allowed to shecht it. Still, it's going, and they are Matir L'mum, it's still going to be mutter. So why is that any different than the Mishareses of Kochavim, where if you tell her that, you tell her the halacha, and she goes, and she does it, that it's going to be aser. So he says, I understand the Shach's Teretz is that over here it's a Mishareses, that she, this is her job, that when you tell her, it's like it's having Kavanah that she's going to do something about it. But he says, I don't think that that's correct, because the source of the Shulchan Aruch's din is from the Tshuvas HaRash, and the Rash, he never makes such a distinction between a Mishareses and Stam and Ovid Kochavim, who happens to be passing by. And furthermore, Rashi on the Mishnah explains that the reason that we're matir the mum of the Kazdor, that the Kazdor made, was because he didn't know that making that mum is going to be matirit. So why don't you say the same thing about the Mishareses? Shouldn't she have made the same cheshbon? That she has no idea that being matirit, again, what was Rashi Sulsvara? The guy has no idea that purposely being matir the mum is going to be matirit. You told him that if it develops a mum, it's going to be mutter. Well, doesn't the Mishareses have the same logic? That she doesn't know that purposely being matil mum is going to be matirit. She thinks if it develops a mum, it's going to be mutter. So the Taz says that the Rush must understand that the whole reason we're matir the bechor in our sugya is because the kaz was matil mum, that lishitaso isn't a mum, because in karbanos of a guy, the mum of tzorim azno would not pasul. Only mechusar ever pasuls karbanos of a guy. So the kaz didn't cause it to be a mechusar ever. He was only Tzori Mazno, and therefore he thought that he wasn't doing anything, and therefore it was clear that he wasn't having kavanah lahatir. So that's why we were matir the bechor. But had it been a mum that even he recognizes by cutting off a complete aver, something like that, then einochinami we would have had a bigger problem with it. Then einochinami it would have been usher even in the case of our mishnah, and that's the case of the mishareses. Not a din of mishareses versus tamagoy. It's a din in what kind of mum the person is putting into the animal. That's how the Taz understands. Okay, says the mishnah. Another story. One time, children were playing out in the field, and the toy industry was not fully developed yet at the time. So they were doing what children do, to entertain themselves. They were tying the tails of sheep to each other, and then watching them run in opposite directions. So one of the sheep lost its tail. So and that sheep happened to have been a bechor. Great, so now it has a mum. The maisel came to the chacham, and the chacham said, that's good enough for us, it's mutter. The children saw, wow, we just did a big favor for our parents. Now they're able to shech this animal. They said, well, this game is a good game to play. So they kept on playing this game, dafka, with becharos. And then the chum said, no, that's awesome. You can't rely on it anymore. Zaklal. So the rule is fairly simple. Kol shu ledaito aser, shlo ledaito mutter. Whenever there is kavana to dafka be matirit, then it's not going to work. When the kavana is not dafka to be matirit, they just happen to be matilumum, then it's going to be mutter. So says the Gemara Pamachos, Hayetzricha, why do I need both stories in the Mishnah? Now, don't they both tell me the same basic lesson that when there's kavana, it's going to be aser, when there's no kavana, it's going to be mutter? So diashmin of the kachavim to us in the Misra, chavukat and us in the Misra chemelo. If it only would have told me the case of the guy, because what are you worried about, that the guy is going to continually do this and violate this avera? No such concern about an ovid kachavim, right? If you look at Rashi, the yeshmin ovid kachavim, the etiru b'chor rishon al yado mishum teleka lememar osi hay ovid kachavim lemisrach lelami the hatim lum b'kachim disyichid ovid kachavim lelichbat lan shari nagu b'yisura. We're not worried that a guy, that it's bad chinuch for the guy, that the guy is going to continually violate yisurim. That's not a problem for us, we're not concerned about that. But a child, we're more worried about being mechanich improperly. So I might think that that a katan, we should never be matir even in the first place. So the Yantav wonders that Rashi sounds like there is some sort of iser of an overcome to be matil mumba karbanos, and the whole issue is that we don't have to be mechanichim for the future, but it sounds like there is some sort of iser for him to actually do it. So the Yantav wonders where in the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach is that, that a guy is not allowed to be matil mum on a bechor. So in the Rashi's Pikurim Itayna is that it's a din gezel, that it's gezel of kachim, that by being matil mum in the bechor. The Chikrei Leiv suggests that since a guy is included in Karbanos, he brings Nedarim and Davos to Hegdish, so he's Musar in Bal Yachal Devaro on the Karban, so Hu Adin, he's Musar in Hatalas Mum B'Bechor, that he's included in the Parsha of Karbanos in a certain sense, and therefore he would have an Isser being Matal Mum B'Bechor. But it's a tough Rashi to figure out. You got to figure out exactly what the Isser in fact is. But anyway, V'Iyash, Min HaKatan, had only told me the story about the Katan, Mishum D'Lasi L'Chlufi B'Gadol, Aver Chavim D'Lasi L'Chlufi B'Gadol Emelo. I would have thought, yeah, by a Katan, we're going to be matir the first animal because we're never going to confuse a child for an adult. But an ovid chavim we might confuse for an adult Jew. So we might have made such a gezeira. So tzricha, that's why we need to be told both cases. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Ketina, lo shanu el darmalei elim kein hayu bomum. Av lomarlei im nasa bomum, kaman darmalei zil avi beimum adami. The whole heter of our mission was, if you told him when he asked, why is this animal not being shorn and not being taken care of, is you told him that we can't shecht it elim kein hayu bomum. But if you say elim kein nasa bomum, that mum has to be made in it in order for it to be mutter, so then when the guy goes and makes a mum, it's going to be aser, because it's as if you're telling the guy, go make a mum. When you say hayabo mum, so that implies that the mum has to develop on its own. So when the guy makes it, he's not having kavana lahatir. But when you say that the mum has to be made in it, so then the guy's going to get the impression that making a mum is going to help. So then we assume he has kavana. Amarav mechdi memelehu, mali haya, mali nasa. No, elam kein haya, elam kein nasa. Either one describes it happening. Neither one is about making it actively. And therefore, the guy doesn't get the idea from either of those wordings of the phrase that him actively going and making the mum is going to help. So therefore it doesn't make a difference. Fine. So the Mishnah gave a rule that whenever you're doing it intentionally, it's going to be asr. Whenever we have a zaklal, it's always coming to include something else. What's that coming to include? Lasuya grama. It's coming to include a case of grama, that even if you purposely al yidei grama cause the mum to come about on the animal, that's also going to be asr. So Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva has a very chashuva ha'ara over here in Madura Kamen Sim Samach Dalid. Rabbi Kiveger points out that it sounds from here that grama is more kal than amir la'akum, because the Mishnah's mefarit the iser by amir la'akum, it says explicitly that you're not allowed to tell a goy to make a mum. The zeklal comes to be marba, also grama. From that it sounds that grama is more of a heter, is more kal than amir la'akum is. And he says if that's the case, he has a problem. Because the Gemara previously, and daf lamadal and ralph, and yesterday's daf, sounds like the isra of grama is an isra min ha-Torah. The Gemara dashim from Sukkim, that it's an isra min ha-Torah. Amir la'akum is mstama, not min ha-Torah, it's mstama only nisim midrabanan. So that's mefurish in the Rosh of Mesechta Metzia, that Amir La'akum is only going to be Nisid Rabbanan. So how does that work with our Gemara? So the Marcheshes is Miyashe very nicely. The Marcheshes in Chel Gal of Simen Mem Vav Anaf Dalid is Miyashe, that when the Gemara says Lasuya Grama, it means Grama that is also done al yedei amir la'akum, meaning over here it's tarti l'reya, so the mum is made by a guy and it's also made al yedei grama, and still it's asu. That's what we're coming to say. That's what it's bala asuye. But stam straight grama in a chinami, the Mishnah doesn't even have to mention that. If I do it al yedei grama, meaning I put I'm the one that puts the dough on the animal's ear for a dog to bite off, so then that's nisadar raisa. That doesn't even make it into the Mishnah. That's too obvious. The next line makes into the Mishnah by a drabanan when it's Amir la'akum, and then the la'asuye, the zeklal is la'asuye grama al yedei amir la'akum al yedei grama. Now he says shalolodas is always going to be mutter la'asuye masiach l'fi tumo. Shalolodas includes even if it's just masiach l'fi tumo, if you mention it to him when the castor doesn't ask about what's the story with this animal, you stam just have a conversation with him and you tell him that we're not allowed to shech such an animal unless it develops a mum, that comes to be marbe that situation, masiach l'fi tumo. The rivash in the tshuva in Simon Shin Pei is medayik from here, that if you're mesaper l'fi tumo, you don't say it in connection to anything else, you're the one that starts the conversation, but it's only biderech sipur dvarim, you're not trying to be meyid, you're not trying to get him to do something, so that is going to be kosher, that still counts as masiach l'fi tumo, even if it's unprompted, meaning one might have thought Masiach Fitumo only works if prompted. Someone asks you about something, so you just respond matter-of-factly. But no, even unprompted, that would still have a din of Masiach Lefi Tumo. This seems to be against the Ran, where the Ran says such an Edus would not work, even by Edus Isha. But okay, let's move on now. Says the Mishnah, Hayu Bechor Radfo, let's say you have a Bechor chasing after you. So what do? The animal's chasing you. So Bata, you kick it. Vasabo Mum, and you made a Mum in the animal. Hareza Shachtin Love. That Mum, you're allowed to Shecht based on that. Based on that mum, so Mabusha Yantif brings from a Chacham Echad that he wants to show from here that we don't make a knas shogeg gatu mezid by atolas mum, because over here you boit the bechor, that's like being matil mum b'shogeg, and still we're matir the bechor. So that's what he wants to be medayik. Mabusha Yantif says from a Chacham Echad to be medayik. Mabusha Yantif says it's a terrible diuk. Over here ba'ato does not have a din of shogeg; it has a din of ones. The animal's chasing you, so you kick it. As that's a din of ones, it's not a din of shogeg. Of course we're not Konis ones atu mezin ones. There's no kanas whatsoever. Okay, says Gmaramar Papal Oshanu al Shabbatu b'shas Radifa. It's only this halacha that it's going to be matirit is only if you kick it while it's still chasing you. Of lach Radifa lo. If you kick it after it's done chasing you, it's already locked up, and you just go and give it a zet because you're mad at it for scaring you. So then it's, that mum is not going to make it mutter. So the more pshita, of course, he did that on purpose without any ones whatsoever. He just walked over and kicked it. Mal detemet sari hu demitkar kamash mlan. Now one might have thought that's part of the ones. Also, because you're getting revenge on the animal, so that's also part of the onus. So kamash malan that it's not. Ikeda amri. Others say that this is nahavimina to maskana. That amar pavalote mishas redifa navashol mishas redifa lo ela filu lach redifa nami. Even after redifa, it's still going to be mutter. My time at sorry the midkar because you're just being matkir the tsar to the animal. Amri be the mutter lahatil mum bebechor kodim sheyatz lavir olam. You're allowed to be matil mum in a bechor before it's ever born. Amar of a gadya buudne. So a gadi the but you could, it has long ears, so the first thing out is its ears. You could reach in and put a mum in its ears. Imra b'savasei, and a sheep on its lips, you'll be able to be matil mum. Ikad amri imra nami bu'udnei emra derech tzdav nafik. Sometimes a sheep comes out with its head sideways, you'll be able to be matil mum in the ear before it comes out also. Amar rava acha v'lo mechzi payu mechzi havi muma. If an animal, while it eats, you don't see the mum, but while it roars, opens its mouth, yawns, or whatever, then you are able to see the mum, meaning a mum mum inside the mouth. It's only seen sometimes, so that's considered a mum. My kamashmalan. So it's practically more. What's the big chiddush about that? Tanina. My time alav mishum dechipayim mechzi talks about particular mum that are inside the animal's mouth, and it says that they do count as a mum. It sounds like only because when it opens up its mouth real wide, you're able to see it. So we already learned this. Some Rav Papa Rav Nami time in the mouth sees a mefarish. Yeah, Rav is just explaining that. My time anak Ravi mumum mishum dechipayim mechzi. Why is it considered a mum? Because as long as it's sometimes visible, that would be considered a mum. Next Mishnah. Any mum that a human being makes on their own, I mean, if you find an animal that has five legs, you know that a person didn't do that. That's a mum that Kadosh Baruch Hu made. But any mum that a person could make, so then a Yisrael, a non-Kohen shepherd, is believed to say that mum happened by accident and was not put there on purpose. Rome Kohanim made him ne'amanim, but a Kohen who's a shepherd is not believed. That you believed about your friends, you're not believed about your own. Rameir Amar Chashal Dover, meaning even the Kohen is believed about his friends, not his own. Rameir Amar Chashal Dover Lo Donav Lo Meido. Rameir says anytime someone is chashed about anything, so he can't be a dayan about it, nor can he be an aid about it. We'll see exactly what Rameir is coming to do over here. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Elazar says Machlokas Amoraim, how to understand our Mishnah. What does the term Roe Yisrael mean, and what does the term Roe Kohanim mean? So Chanam Roe Yisrael Bei Kohanim Ne'amanim Lelegima Lo Chashinan. That if it's a Yisrael shepherd working for a Kohen, he is believed. We're not worried that he's going to dafka say that it's mutter so that he'll be able to eat off of the table, that he's lying in order to let his master shecht it, and he'll be able to eat a little bit of it. Roe Kohanim by Yisrael ain't a man, but a roe that's a Kohen working for Yisrael is not believed. Because he'll say to himself, I'm the one that works with the animal the whole time, and he's going to have to give it to a Kohen when it develops a mum. Of course he's going to give it to me. I'm his worker. Why wouldn't he give it to me? And certainly a Kohen working for another Kohen, we're not going to believe, because we're going to assume that they're in cahoots with each other, that each time one of them has an animal that develops a mum, they'll just give it to each other. So they'll claim that it developed and that they didn't do it on purpose. Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and says, he's believed about his friend's animal's mum, but he's not believed about his own. And Rameir comes and adds that if someone is chashed on something, he can't be a dayan nor an aid about it. And we'll discuss what Rameir is adding. V'chadamer, the other Amora understands, no, that's not what Roi Yisrael and Roi Kohanim means. The way to read it is as follows. Roi Yisrael v'heim Kohanim, Roim of a Yisrael, who work for Yisrael, who themselves are Kohanim, ne'amanim, meaning we're talking about Kohen shepherds who work for Yisrael, they're believed. I should only be concerned that he thinks he's going to get the animal? No, it never crosses his mind that he's going to get the animal, because he's thinking in his head, why would he not give it to a Talmud Chacham? Why is he giving it to me, a lowly shepherd? So I don't stand to gain by lying about this, and that's why he is believed. Says the Gemara, the Chacham Tzvi has a ha'ar over here. He says, this reason it would only be shayach on the first Bechor that's born into the flock, but if he had a Bechor born into the flock previously that he had given to him, so then the Bechor Sheni, the guy could logically assume he's going to give to me. He gave me the first Bechor, why wouldn't he give me the second Bechor? It's only when he has no track record, when there's no history, that he can make such an assumption. There's also an assumption over here that the roe is an ama aretz, that he's not a talmud chacham. The whole svar lo shavu tzur merabon v'yav l'tzidi, it could be the roe is a talmud chacham also. So that's the kasha the achronim ask. They say, no, maybe you see from here that it's asur l'shtamish b'kohen talmud chacham even if you pay him. That you're not allowed to have a kohen talmud chacham do menial tasks for you even if he's being paid. Maybe there's a raya, that's the ha'ara of the minchas pisim. Okay, roe kohanim v'hein Yisrael einam ne'amanim d'chayshin l'legima. But roe kohanim means that Roim who work for Kohanim, who themselves are Yisraelim, they're not believed, because we're choshesh that they're going to assume that as long as I make a mutter for my master, I'll be able to eat a little bit from it as well. And certainly a Kohen shepherd working for another Kohen is not believed. And Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, no, you believed about your friend's thing, about your master's stuff, But Kohanim are not Neman about their own Becharos. Vasra Meir, a Kohen who's working for another Kohen is believed. Vasra Meir Lememer, Achashal Dov Lo Donov Lo Meidu. And then Rameir comes along and says that if someone is Chashal on something, it can't be done on it, it can't be made on it. So what's Rameir coming to teach me? Bishlam Lemadiyam Roy Yisrael Vein Kohanim Nemanim. I understand very well, according to the second way of reading our Mishnah, that Roim who work for Yisrael, who themselves are Kohanim, are believed. So Rameir comes along and says, no, he's not. If you're a Kohen working for Yisrael, you're Chashar al Davar, mainly you're not believed about anything. But if you hold that even the Tanakhama holds that a Kohen working for Yisrael is not believed, like the first way of understanding the Mishnah, what's Rameir's big chiddush that you're not believed? He's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama, that the Kohen who works for Yisrael is not believed. The nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Rameir is the sheet of Rabbi Shubha ben Kafusai. The Tanya, Rabbi Shubha ben Kafusai Omer, Bechor be Kohen, Tzorek Shnayim and Ashuk Leherulav. If you have a Bechor by a Kohen, so you need two people, Minashuk, to be made about it, that the Mum happened legitimately. Rabbi Shubha ben Leol Omer, Afilu beno, Afilu bito, even a son or daughter could be made. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Asar, Vein b'nei Beiso, Ein Midin Alav. Even if you have 10 people who are all b'nei Bayis, they can't be made on it. B'nei Bayis don't count. So the Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Shubha ben Kafusai. Tanakhama says, Roy Kohanim, whether they work for Yisrael, whether they work for Kohanim, they're not believed, but Kohanim di Alma, Stam Kohanim, are believed. And Rameir comes along and says, no, even Kohanim who have no Shaykhus whatsoever, they're not believed, because they're Chashan al Adavar. Kaman al Zadim Rav Chizor Rav Katina Safa B'Chashan al Be'Yisrael, Tzark Shnaim, Minashuk Lehir Alav, Kaman, Rabbi Shubha ben Kafusai, that he says that you need two people Minashuk to be made on the Safik Bechar, that's Nolad Be'Yisrael, so that's going like Rabbi Shubha ben Kafusai, that you need independent people. Rav Nachman Amar, Bailam Eden Alav, the Bailam themselves can be made. Otherwise, who would ever be made about Meiser if Bailam are not believed about their own stuff? Says, well, that's not a riot at all. You're going to be believed about Meiser because if you wanted, you could have put a mum in everything before you ever declared anything Meiser. You could have put a mum in every animal in your old flock. So it was biyado to take care of. No, the real riot is who's going to be made on a Safik Bechor according to a mayor? Because only the Bailam could be believed. And maybe you're going to say, okay, so maybe there's nothing you could do about that. But we know there is. That any time the Kohen has the Chalipin of it, it's Potter from Matanos, and Rameir is Mechayiv. That generally the Bailam is believed, but Kohanim are Chashad on Mumin, Yisrael in general is not Chashad on Mumin. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll go from Itmar tomorrow.